Nightline. It's your direct line to the Ombudsman.
Yes, it is indeed, Dolly. We will be with you as quickly as we can, but there are some important things I want to put to our guest, State Ombudsman Chris Field. Good evening, Chris.
Graham, so lovely to be here.
Good to have you with us, mate, and covering the basics as we always do so that people can, because I think it's part of the great thing that you choose to come in, we can actually help people to understand that at the end, well, first of all, that you report to the Parliament, not the government, so you can be truly independent.
Completely correct. That's a really important fact about the Ombudsman, the Ombudsman's office right around the world, that they are an officer of the Parliament, reporting directly to the Parliament, and not the government of the day, whoever that government might be.
Exactly. So therefore, you can investigate state government departments without fear or favour, and that your focus, the primary reason for your focus is, I suppose in two words, due process. It's not so much whether the decision went for one person or against another, it's whether both persons got due process, got a fair go.
Yeah, and often when you introduce the segment at the top of your show, Graham, you mention the idea of it being an umpire and keeping the process fair, and I think that's a really good description of what the Ombudsman is and what it's intended to do. It's intended to make sure that processes are fair, that the laws of Parliament are fairly, appropriately, legally undertaken by government departments.
And like all umpires, you have the right also to say to Parliament, you need to look at this, you know, this was your intent, but this is how the process is stuffing up. You need to address this.
Yeah, well, certainly if there was issues with the way that legislation was implemented by departments that could potentially be improved by either actions of the departments or from time to time potentially also changes to legislation, that's the sort of thing that we could recommend to Parliament.
So let me just pile some case studies up so people can get a sense of how your office functions. And folks, if you are in dispute with the state government department, or because Chris is also the energy ombudsman, any issues with your electricity or gas supply, call us up and we'll be happy to make him available to you. Chris, let's say I've had some work done in building a house and I'm unhappy with the standard of the work, so I go back to the builder. The dispute rolls on. I'm not happy with what happens there, so I go to the board that governs those registered builders' disputes. Then I become concerned that the person who was sent out to do the inspection to give evidence to the board had some sort of conflict of interest, was insufficiently objective, and that was never disclosed in the process. And so I come to you. What can you do?
Well, we can certainly, as you quite correctly say, we'll always be looking for your attempt and your effort to try to resolve this matter directly with the relevant government department. And that's an important thing to do, to encourage citizens, consumers of government services, to try to resolve those matters in the most timely way and the most cost-effective way to them and, of course, to the taxpayer generally. But certainly, if the matter isn't able to be resolved, we can investigate any government department, any state government department, any university that's otherwise in the jurisdiction of the Ombudsman, and that's most state government departments and local governments and universities. Conflicts of interest are the sort of things that are regularly complained about, and it will depend on all the circumstances.
Sure.
Some conflicts of interest potentially may be so serious that they'd be matters that we'd refer to our Corruption and Crime Commission in the state. But conflicts of interest can also be examined by our office, and certainly where either an actual or perceived conflict of interest has affected a decision, it might be the sort of thing where we would make recommendations about ways that needs to be remedied for the person who's used the service or has the issue.
So changing focus, let's imagine I'm in dispute with a neighbour or a proposed development in my neighbourhood, and I've gone to my local government authority, as I should. I've endeavoured to resolve the dispute with them. I believe that the fact that one of the significant decisions, let's say one of the councillors, stands to gain but has never declared that interest and that's never been taken into account, again, that's the sort of thing I can bring to you to say, not to say I don't want this development and they said yes, but I can say there's an undeclared conflict of interest or there are aspects of this development that's never been considered. due process hasn't been followed.
Yeah, well, what's critical when decisions are made is that a whole range of fairness steps are incorporated within it. And certainly the sort of things that can impact upon fairness are a person has a conflict of interest that they haven't disclosed and managed appropriately, a conflict of interest that people would actually or could reasonably perceive to be affecting the impartiality of the decision that they've made.
Okay, and finally, then, of the various sectors, are there some that keep your operators, your officers busier than others? Are there kind of hot button areas?
Yeah, look, the sort of areas that ombudsmen right around the country tend to see more regularly are the ones, of course, that citizens use more regularly.
Of course.
You'll tend to see complaints in child protection, in areas of corrective services, police, although of course in this state many of the police complaints are handled by the Corruption and Crime Commission.
Mm-hmm.
You'll also see complaints about local government as well, and a certain amount of complaints about universities. But corrective services, a larger complaint area, education, child protection, these are the ones that people use more regularly.
Protect it. So with this new, I mean, Gary Adshead's first interview was with the new head of department in corrective services. Whatever changes come down the pike and however corrective services is lined up, nevertheless, at the end of the day, the department is in your bailiwick, and if things are happening within prisons or to do with Department of Corrective Services that people are concerned about, they have the right to come to you and say, I have a concern.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, and that of course will be very regularly in our complaints to our office.
Yep.
Prisoners.
Yes.
We'll raise complaints through the prison, through corrective services, and ultimately to us. But of course anyone who has any interaction with that department or any other state government department, if that interaction, if that complaint, that concern they have is unable to be resolved with the department, we are absolutely able to investigate the matter.
Hospitals?
Absolutely, hospitals. And, well, the Department of Health.
Yeah, that's right.
And within the Department of Health, all hospitals.
All
absolutely correct.
Folks, it's a pretty broad canvas. Dolly's got through to us first. Go ahead, Dolly.
Oh, good evening, Eric and Graham.
That's Chris. Chris and Graham, Dolly.
Oh, sorry.
There's no problem.
Oh, sorry about that. I apologise. I live in an area. There's the Housing Commission home. It's been unoccupied now for 10 months on Wednesday this week. There's been numerous calls put through to Housing Commission, but nothing seems to get done about it.
Okay, Dolly, thank you. Chris.
Yeah, thanks for your call, Dolly, which we appreciate. Look, it's an issue which could have potentially multiple explanations as to why a housing commission house is unoccupied, if indeed that is the case. They're ones which may or may not be necessarily directly impacting or affecting you. But what I can say is this, if you're contacting the department, then obviously their response to you is something that needs to be obviously appropriate. Now, I'm not suggesting in any way it isn't, but we would be interested to make sure that if you were concerned that any contact you were having with the department, Housing Commission or any other department, wasn't giving you an answer which you believed in all the circumstances was satisfactory, that's the sort of thing we can look at and say, look, we've independently looked at that, and our view is either it is a satisfactory response or alternatively it isn't, and therefore the department, whichever department that might be, in this case the Department of Housing, would need to provide a satisfactory response. I can't say, of course, why it's occupied or unoccupied, whether that's appropriate or inappropriate. I also can't say, without knowing the circumstances, whether the department's response is anything other than appropriate. But what I can say is this, Dolly, we're delighted if you want to give your details to Royston to have one of my staff contact you. We can do that tomorrow, have a quick chat to you, and we can take the circumstances from you and see if there's any other action that's appropriate for us to take.
Stay on there, Dolly, and Royston will be with you shortly. The number to ring is 9221 882. If you have a concern, if you're in dispute with any state government department, then you can just keep the dispute where it is. And as I say, I've got a heap to talk to Chris about tonight. So, and I'm stressing this as much as I am tonight because due to to a couple of logistical reasons, we weren't 100% sure Chris would be able to join us until too late to put in our normal little reminder that he's coming into the studio so that many more of our listeners would have known. So there is an opportunity to get through. If you're the next caller, you'll be next on air. And we just don't want to waste his kindness in coming in to make his expertise available. And I'd be very frustrated to think you've got a dispute with a state government department, whether it's local government, education, police, prisons, whatever, justice, hospitals, whatever. And you didn't ring in to see what the next step could be and whether you were heading in the right direction and what could be done to resolve it. So the Ombudsman is directly available to you. Call us now, 92211 882.
The Apex Club of Perth invite you to join Channel 9's Louise Momba and 6PR's Graham Mabry for IGA Carol Psych Analyse.
Join Louise and me with Perth's own Lucy Durack, our sensational orchestra, pipes and more, bringing the magic of Christmas to the Supreme Court Gardens on Sunday the 22nd of December.
IGA Carol Psych Analyse, with proceeds to Channel 9's Appeal-a-thon and local charities, supported by the Sunday Times, Perth Now, and 882 6PR.
Looking for that extra special Christmas gift for a loved one living alone? Then consider the Care Alert Smart Dialer. In the case of an emergency, press your waterproof remote pendant and up to five people of your choice will be notified that help is required. And yes, you can even include 000. But how's this? There are no monitoring fees ever. That's right, you will never ever pay for monitoring fees. And it's delivered to your door for under $300. What a great Christmas gift. Visit carealert.com.au or call 1300 75 85 95.
Protecting WA homes for over 30 years. Budget Pest Control don't just take care of your pests, they kill them. And they've been doing their job so well, they're looking for more fully qualified licensed technicians to help them. So if you pride yourself on great service and quality workmanship, why not move over to the best in the business at Budget Pest Control? Apply now. Visit Budget Pest Control online or call 7 days on 9470 6766. All the insight, half the cost. For a limited time, save 50% on a 12-month digital subscription to the Financial Review. Your Financial Review digital subscription includes unlimited access to Australia's largest dedicated business and finance newsroom across web, tablet and mobile. Hurry, offer ends December 17. Save 50% now. Visit afr.com/50 and subscribe today. Conditions apply. Total minimum cost is $340. Offer needs to be made direct with Fairfax.
They open, close, lock and unlock, swing, slide, protect and secure. So when it's time to replace your doors and windows, see the skilled team at Perth Window and Door Replacement Company. Their staff can replace your existing windows and doors, or if you just want to liven them up, they can be cut to fit. Sliding doors, French doors, sliding windows and more. You'll find the right product to suit your budget and lifestyle. Perth Window and Door Replacement Company. Call 9200 2282 for your obligation-free quote.
The sand between your toes. Fresh ocean breeze. Warm sun on your skin. Rediscover Club Capricorn.
There's no need to get on a boat to discover the perfect retreat these school holidays. For a very limited time, rediscover Club Capricorn's great deals for the summer holidays. So secure your caravan or camping spot, chalet or lodge now. Club Capricorn Resort, just 45 minutes from Perth.
The holiday away from home that's close to home. clubcapricorn.com.au.
And we are racing! Go, go, go! Into the doors with your own motor racing experience. Driftacar are giving away Formula Ford racing experiences on a real racetrack to 20 lucky customers. All you have to do is buy high octane or Formula 1 tips from Driftacar to go into the draw to win and double your chances by getting serious paint protection.
Call 1-3-10 or visit tintacar.com.au.
And the winner is Tintacar! Unbelievable!
Conditions apply.
Now on Nightline, it's your direct line to the Ombudsman.
Okay, folks, everyone in Western Australia is delighted at the moment, Chris. Nobody has a problem with any government department.
Well, I'm just absolutely delighted about
that. Or they're all watching Nelson Mandela's memorial service, maybe. That could, the few might have been taken away by that.
A very, very sad, but unbelievable. Yes. I heard all of your words at the start of the program, Graham.
Yeah. What is it about him that just... I really can't remember another figure that was so universally revered across cultures.
One of the most extraordinary individuals of all time.
I think so, no question. So, Matt, I'm going to go back to my case studies. These are hypothetical. And obviously not confidential things that can't be revealed, but. What's your role with the police? When, because police have, obviously you think the police have done the wrong thing, therefore you can go to the immediate superior officers for a review there. Then I guess you go to internal investigator. So when does it come to you, and what's your role when someone's in dispute with the coppers?
Yeah, well, look, it's a really good question. Basically, with complaints against police. Do and are able to handle complaints internally. Now, that does not mean that those complaints are not subject to independent scrutiny. They are. But like other government departments, some of those complaints can be subject ultimately to an independent umpire being there, supervisor being there, can be handled independently, internally. So that's a way a certain number of complaints will be handled. Then there's two independent bodies to which you can take police complaints in this state. One is my office, and we deal with a number of complaints about police every year, but principally complaints about police in this state are dealt with by the Corruption and Crime Commission. So they are the principal external agency to handle complaints in this state. We deal with matters against police which tend to be down at the more administrative or more minor end of the scale. So historically, the Ombudsman dealt with all of those complaints, but a number of years ago, and prior to me signing as Ombudsman, there was a significant part of that jurisdiction given to the Corruption and Crime Commission. So they deal with the bulk of the police complaints in the state at the moment.
So in education, what about the education department?
Education department is in our jurisdiction. We will handle the bulk of complaints insofar as it's an external independent ombudsman doing that.
That's non-government us. Schools too?
No, not non-government schools. So almost exclusively all around the world and certainly almost entirely in Australia, ombudsmen only deal with complaints against government departments, local government and universities. So we don't handle complaints about non-government schools.
Right then.
We do from time to time in undertaking certain roles and jurisdiction will ask for information from non-government schools, which may be relevant, which may be pertinent to work that we're doing. Say, for example, our own motion investigations into certain areas that impact upon children. We don't have a jurisdiction to handle complaints against non-government schools.
So in a government school, can you give us some examples of the sort of things that maybe, you know, you can go Australia right if you like, if you need to protect sources and things, but what are the sort of areas that's in schools and in the education system that come to you?
Oh, people will complain from time to time, certainly about buildings and infrastructure and concerns they might have about creating new infrastructure, taking current infrastructure away, historic otherwise, that sort of matter. They'll complain about issues in relation to their children, principally, of course, in relation to, you know, for example, not proceeding in a way that they thought they ought to proceed in terms of progress.
Suspension or something.
Suspension, other matters. Mm. So behavioural issues, how those behavioural issues are dealt with, suspension being one of those. So they'd be the sorts of issues that people complain about. Look, complaints about education providers, secondary schools in the state, is not significant. Not a significant number of complaints.
Okay.
The Department of Education does have a quite sophisticated internal complaint handling mechanism where they're able to deal with most of those complaints, and most of those complaints are dealt with to the satisfaction of people who bring complaints to them.
In terms of local government, is developments a key, like they want to do this new thing and I don't want it in my backyard? Is that a fair bit of what you get?
Yeah, definitely you get complaints about that in relation to local government rates, issues with rates, issues with development is certainly a significant one. And other, you know, local government obviously at the coalface of providing lots of sort of services and including those sort of planning and development type services and all the sorts of areas that local government providing, you will see complaints about.
Okay, so then, folks, I'm going to give you an opportunity, one last chance, and we can only take calls up to nine. So if you don't get through, as I say, I'm well aware of the memorial service, and I'm also well aware that we weren't able to give you as much advance warning as we normally do. But if you, and you certainly don't have to rush outside and create a problem. But I always feel guilty when someone like the Ombudsman, who's got a reasonable number of demands on his time, and he could chat to me on the phone from the comfort of his armchair with perhaps a very amiable red in the other hand. So the fact that he's in here in a less comfortable radio studio with somebody playing the Ride of the Valkyries on the roof means that it would be great if his expertise could be used by you. So I'd just be very frustrated if he's here and you're at home with an issue with which he could help you and we didn't connect the two. So pick up the phone, give us a call, and we'll try and keep Chris as busy as we can up to the news.
G'day, this is Paul Murray, now bringing you a brand new drive program, weekday afternoons from 3, with a complete and fresh look at the day's events, jam-packed with interviews, useful information, your calls and more. Don't miss it.
There's a new way to drive home. Paul Murray, weekdays from 3, your city, your station, 882, 6PR.
Want to buy a car? Thousands of quality cars are listed every day at gumtree.com.au. Australia's number one free classifieds. Gumtree.com.au.
Wipe away those memories of the long, cold winter with fun summer memories of Rottnest Island. There's no better place to soak up the delicious WA sun than the Rottnest Lodge on Rottnest Island. Bring your partner or your family and get ready to just chill out. Rediscover summer at the Rottnest Lodge. To find out more about their current range of great accommodation, ferry, breakfast and dinner packages, call 92 92 51 61 or go to rottnestlodge.com.au.
Hi, Ian Molly Meldrum here. I'm a patron of Kids Undercover.
Have you bought a new car or do you have an old car sitting in your driveway?
Now is the time to donate your old or unwanted car to Kids Undercover.
100% of the proceeds from the sale of your car will go towards preventing youth homelessness. All car donations are now tax deductible, no matter what condition the car is in. It's simple and it's free.
Just visit donateyourcar.org.au or call 1-800-801-633.
Cheapest prawn prices in a decade. Forget the supermarkets this Christmas. Fish Factory Osborne Park has had a huge year, which means they're overflowing with premium export-grade Australian tiger prawns, caught fresh by them and sold direct to you for their cheapest prices in 10 years. Hide the ham, toss out the turkey. This Christmas is all about medium to massive size jumbo tiger prawns. Don't miss out. Fill up your freezer today at WA Seafoods Fish Factory, corner Hutton and Roo Streets, Osborne Park.
When you work every day from dawn till dusk, sometimes in mud, sometimes in dust, the clothes on your back have to keep up with the pace. And if they're not Hard Yakka, they're just not in the race. So when there's work to be done, Hard Yakka can take anything you dish out. And there's nowhere better to get your Hard Yakka gear than Work Clobber's 9 trade stores. They're everywhere. Balcatta, Cannington, Comstock, Midland, Morley, O'Connor, Wangarra, Canningvale and Jindalup. Or check out workclobber.com.au.
De Bortoli has done it again, being named in Ray Jordan's top 100 Australian whites in the West. De Bortoli's Gulf Station Pinot Grigio scored highly for its rich texture and delicate delivery to a long finish, while the De Bortoli Single Vineyard PHI Chardonnay also made the cut, described as precise and delicate. You really don't need any more reasons to have De Bortoli's great-tasting, great-value wine on your table this festive season. See debortoli.com.au. Enjoy responsibly.
Call a doctor for plumbing and gas fittings. The Tap Doctor will be there on time with no call-out fee, servicing all areas. Customers rave about the Tap Doctor experience and you will too. See tapdoctor.com.au. PL6351GF9634.
On Nightline, it's your direct line to the Ombudsman.
Hey, welcome back. Danny has a question for the Ombudsman. Chris Field, the Ombudsman, have you just heard, is in the studio. If you ring quickly, we'll try to get you to air. Danny, go ahead.
Oh, g'day, Graham. G'day, Chris.
Hi, Danny.
Yeah, hi. I'm working in Mosman Park at the moment, and the house we're working on, we built a new build at the moment. The house has been knocked down. It was an old state housing house. The house next door is an old state housing house, been vacant for the last 12 months. There's two others up the road as well. I thought the state housing houses were going to be in every suburb. That was one of the government's, might have been Mr. Barnett's pledge that everybody was going to have state housing. Now, these houses are getting bowled over and sold. Why aren't they getting new state houses put back on the same block?
Okay, Danny, good question. Chris?
Well, Danny, is this something you've raised with the Housing Commission?
No, I'm working next door to a state housing house. Look, I've seen people down in Mullaloo car park. They're sleeping rough. There's ladies, there's kids and ladies sort of thing. These houses are sat dormant sort of thing. No, I haven't. I'm working away here and I thought I'd give you a call.
Now, good on you, Danny.
So
if a member of the community like Danny can see this stock seems to be empty forever and I'm seeing people at my local beach sleeping rough, how do they take that up with the commission?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things that anyone in Danny's circumstances can do if they're concerned about matter which they think is a matter of policy. They can always raise it in the way that people would raise those sort of issues with their local MP and the sort of ways that people raise those sorts of policies. The Ombudsman itself doesn't consider government policy as such, and I don't want to comment upon any aspect of that. But what I will say is this: you can certainly raise, and it would be quite appropriate for any member of the community if they had a concern about Housing Commission stock and anything in relation to it, to raise that with the department. I have confidence the department in as a general proposition would answer those questions to the best of their abilities, appropriate to do so in a timely way. So if, however, it wasn't the case that that was a response we received, that's the sort of thing that a person could raise with our office.
And which you've already said to Dolly.
That's right. And the same answer very much would apply to the answer we gave to Dolly earlier on, Graham.
Chris, I think this is much more in the bullseye. Chris, welcome along.
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead.
Chris and Graham, I've got a caravan and it's in a housing, commission housing, and they told me that for inspection I've got to get rid of it, and it's a proper cupboard van.
Chris, it's just a very ordinary line. Let me make sure we're hearing you right, buddy. It's just for Chris's sake. Now, you're saying you have a caravan?
Yeah.
And the housing department are you renting from the housing department, Chris?
I am at the moment, yes.
And they've come and inspected your rental?
And told me that I've got to sell the caravan.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. My wife's been dead about 9 years, but the only film I have there is actually sticking up the van itself. And I've got to get rid of it.
So they're saying you have to sell it, or that you just have to locate it somewhere other than your block, your house?
Well, I'm on a corner. I've got fined for it before when it was left outside, so I put it back in towards beyond the post box.
Have you appealed the decision, Chris?
No, I haven't appealed that decision because that was in writing. And I'm just out of the hospital, or I've been out for a while, but they're determined to get rid of it.
Okay. Chris, where do we go?
Yeah, Chris, thanks so much for your call. And I understand you've raised this issue with the department, and I think under those circumstances, rather than go into the possibility of the department within the jurisdiction of the Ombudsman, you've raised the issue with the department. At this stage, you're uncertain about the response you've received, and you obviously need some certainty about or some understanding about that response. So we'd be very happy to take your details off air. We can contact you tomorrow we can have a talk to you about what, if anything, should be done in relation to making sure that you're clear about the way forward.
And maybe I should say, just in the interest of fairness, that we did have an approach from the Housing Department saying they wanted to come on Nightline, make themselves directly available to their clients, and we've done that once as a kind of a put your toe in the water. Steve Alford came in, excuse me, with Mike Winchester. I'm sure we'll be doing that again next year. Our experience of the Housing Department is they're very keen to make contact directly, try and sort things out. So.
And look, Graham, that's absolutely our experience as well. They're there providing an important service, and I think generally speaking, do a very good job of that.
Chris, just very quickly, perhaps that's enough time for a quick response to this. From Henry, he says, could you ask the Ombudsman, when constructing government buildings under 10, foreign companies seem to get priority. They don't seem to have to abide by Australian standards and occupational health and safety regulations, and I understand they don't need a white card to attend building sites.
Well, that's the sort of matter that potentially could be raised with government, and ultimately if the response is not one that's satisfactory to the listener, then they could certainly raise it with the Ombudsman's office. Those particular details I'm not aware of, Graham.
Henry, I might say that probably the first point, especially if your local member of parliament is in the opposition, I'd be going there first up, because if those allegations happen to be true, they would just love to get on their feet in question time and put those very questions to the person opposite in the House. Chris, have a great Christmas.
To you and your listeners, a wonderful Christmas, Graham.
Always appreciate you making yourself available to us. The State Ombudsman, Chris Field.